And it's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. America's top cop is taking off the badge for what could be the last time. NYPD Commissioner William J. Bratton says he's retiring next month after nearly a half century in law enforcement, including two stints as commissioner of the New York City Police Department. Bratton was Mayor Bill de Blasio's highest profile appointment and led the department at a challenging time of turmoil between police and communities of color. Here to talk about the departure and what it means for New York City is WNYC's politics and City Hall reporter Bridget Bergen and criminal justice reporter Robert Lewis. Bridget, let's start with you and City Hall. Commissioner Bratton made news last week when he said he wouldn't serve past the end of 2017. So, of course, you asked Mayor de Blasio about that news last week. And what did he tell you?
Well, I was speaking to the mayor during the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia last week, and my question was what an impending departure from Commissioner Bratton would mean for the mayor as he looks towards his 2017 reelection campaign. Here's what he said last week.
I think it is not productive to get into a conversation on a hypothetical. You know, obviously, Commissioner Bratton continues to serve with tremendous distinction.
So did you get a chance to double back to the mayor or even the commissioner on this?
I did indeed. You know, specifically, you heard in that cut from the mayor, he referred to it as a hypothetical. Commissioner Bratton said that he told the mayor about his plans earlier this month. It was actually July 11th. On the same day, the NYPD was announcing its six-month crime statistics for 2016, which showed crime down compared to the first 6 months of last year. So I asked the mayor why the move was hypothetical last week, since he already knew about it.
I think in matters of personnel, there has to be discretion. And you got to wait until the moment is right to be able to explain the whole picture to the public.
Specifically, the mayor is talking there about the NYPD's succession plan, which we're going to talk to you a little bit more about. Officials were decidedly cagey when it comes to where Bratton is headed come September, but the company he is going to be working for was not. They put out a press release. Bratton will be joining the private consulting firm Teneo as senior managing director and executive chairman of Teneo Risk. He's going to consult companies on a variety of risk-related issues, cybersecurity, event management, and it's a new role in the private sector.
But why is Bratton leaving just now?
He said it was an offer that he and his wife, Ricky Kleinman, just couldn't refuse. He's had other offers in the past, but this one was just too good of an opportunity. Bratton is 68 years old, and he talked several times about wishing he had more time. But while the mayor and commissioner have talked about how much they are in lockstep on policy matters, they have parted ways on some pretty serious issues. In particular, on that same day of that crime stat briefing, when Bratton gave de Blasio his notice, the two also talked publicly about the Black Lives Matter movement. The mayor said it was part of a broader positive movement with some individuals around it who have done the wrong thing, but praised the dialogue that it had sparked. Bratton read from this prepared statement that he just happened to have with him, where he said a dialogue was the only way forward and expressed some real deep frustration, saying that there were protesters who were stereotyping all police, calling them racists, cold-blooded killers, and suggested that kind of thinking was what had led to the deaths of two police officers here in New York City in 2014 and five police officers just days before in Dallas. Certainly a parting of ways on that issue.
And Robert, over to you. The mayor announced Chief of Department James O'Neill will be moving up to become the new police commissioner. Tell us about O'Neill.
Well, James O'Neill, who everyone in the department and outside calls Jimmy, is currently the chief of department, the highest ranking uniform officer in the NYPD. He grew up in Brooklyn, the East Flatbush neighborhood. He started as a transit cop in 1983 and worked his way up the ranks. Since late 2014, he's been a real visible presence at Bratton's side, standing tall and somewhat stiffly at attention in his uniform during press conferences. And Bratton really credits O'Neill with trying to help mend the relationship between the police and community and looking beyond the NYPD to see what other departments are doing.
What does his appointment say about the direction of NYPD?
Well, O'Neill is a Bratton guy. This is someone who the commissioner really elevated, groomed as a successor. And it's too early to tell how much the top ranks will change. But for the moment, there are indications O'Neill will keep the band together, as it were. First Deputy Ben Tucker is going to be staying on in that role. Chief Carlos Gomez, head of patrol, is going to just move up slightly, take over O'Neill's job. As for policing approach, the phrase that was repeated over and over at today's press conference was neighborhood policing. This is Jimmy's baby. It's the idea that keeping police officers in one neighborhood, freeing them up to interact with the community instead of just answering calls, that will help restore trust. Here's O'Neill at today's press conference.
The neighborhood policing program is the heart and soul of what I want for this great city. It would be better for the cops, and it would be far better for the community if they know who is actually out there protecting and serving them every day.
O'Neill says the program is going to be in more than half of precincts by October.
Now, Bratton came in at a tough time here in New York City after a major outcry over the department's use of stop and frisk. That was under Mayor Bloomberg and Commissioner Ray Kelly. What did Bratton do during these past 31 months back in charge? Because, of course, he'd been commissioner once before under Mayor Giuliani.
Well, let me tick off a couple of things. Bratton continued to roll back the use of stop and frisk. He revised use of force policies. He added training on de-escalation. And he's been working to bring implicit bias training to officers. I believe that's starting in September. He also oversaw the spread of technology. Officers are all now carrying special smartphones. And gunshot detection sensors in this web of video cameras are now widespread throughout the city. And he also created special groups to respond to protests, terrorist incidents, and active shooter situations of the type we've seen across the country.
Bridget, back over to you. This really comes at a tough time for Mayor de Blasio. His administration is facing multiple investigations, including a federal corruption investigation that involves high-ranking members of NYPD. Is there any indication whether this turmoil factored into Bratton's departure?
The mayor and commissioner were asked that question really point blank, and the mayor said 110% those factors did not come into play. And Bratton actually said that those investigations are continuing apace.
Huh. And what does it mean politically for the mayor?
Well, it's not great. As you said, this is one of his highest profile appointments. He's had a rough few weeks. His administration is facing all those investigations. He's got his feud with Governor Cuomo, which does not appear to be fading, and has some real impact on the city in terms of funding and services. And just yesterday, a poll came out that found 51% of those polled disapprove of the job he's doing. And that's actually a slight improvement from earlier in the year. On a positive note, that same poll found that none of the challengers that they asked about, including Comptroller Scott Stringer or former City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, could beat the mayor in a head-to-head challenge. But there could be an opening if the right person decides to get in soon. More practically speaking, Bratton was, you know, an important part of the de Blasio administration, but he's been a lightning rod. For the mayor's progressive base, there are some who viewed him and his ongoing commitment to broken windows policing at odds with this cultural transformation that they both talk about. But in the aftermath of Eric Garner's death and later the deaths of two police officers, when members of the NYPD were literally turning their back on the mayor, Bratton was there for him, and de Blasio is now losing that ally.
In 30 seconds, Robert, you want to take a stab at the Bratton legacy?
Well, it's complicated. He's forever going to be tied to broken window style of policing, aggressively tackling low-level crime, the use of data. And, you know, he and his supporters would say that turned the city around. But a lot of people say that led to the over-policing and the fraying of relationships between the police and communities of color. So certainly complicated.
All right. Much more to come. Robert Lewis, Bridget Bergen, thanks to you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.